Welcome to the Green Room. I'm Ken Baker, and that's Daniel Hege, maestro Daniel Hege of the Wichita Symphony Orchestra. They have a concert coming up this weekend. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for swinging by.
Good to see you too, Ken.
You and I have been chatting, and it's kind of not fair. We chat so much before the microphones ever open, but my goodness, what a great concert here. I mean, I think something for everybody. And I wish you the best of luck here. This is going to be extraordinary. I mean, it's a Wichita premiere of a brand new work.
Yes, it is. First of all, the whole program is really celebrating America 250. So we're in the year 2026, so 1776, and a lot of people are celebrating this. We're doing this with an all-American program, and we're trying to represent various aspects of the American experience. So we start off with a piece by Charles Ives, who is really the father of 20th century music. And for some people who might bristle a little bit when they hear Charles Ives, they won't when they hear this piece, because it's a wonderful kind of metaphysical piece, somewhat theatrical in some ways. It's very quiet. I'll talk more about it later. But the second piece on the program is very special, and it's the piece that you're referring to already. And it's a piece written by my grandfather, Grandpa Eagle, Boyd Eagle, who is full-blood Native American Nez Perce, born on a reservation. And then even before Native Americans were citizens of this country, he served in the armed forces, in the Air Force, as a career from 1919 until 1954. And he later wrote this piece. He gravitated towards music very early, and then later obtained his master's degree in composition. And he wrote this piece. And I'm just very happy that it's seeing the light of day. I wasn't even thinking about programming it, but when I mentioned that my grandfather, who was full-blood Native American, had written it, the administrators of the Wichita Symphony said, "We have to hear it. We just have to hear that voice, because that is part of the American experience. And we're missing it a lot from the rest of our culture." So after that piece, we do another kind of celebratory piece. It's a piano concerto. It's called Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue. So how much more American can you get? Jeffrey Beagle is the soloist for that piece. And it's a piece that was commissioned for all 50 states in our country to play. So that was uniting all 50 states. And Wichita Symphony is the representative for Kansas. So I'm very proud of that. On the second half of the program, we have Leonard Bernstein's Symphonic Dances from West Side Story. So full of tunes, and it's a great showpiece for the orchestra. And how much more American can you get with that piece? Big bite of Americana right there with all the jazz and all the other elements too. It's just an incredible showpiece. And then we close with what else? Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and Jeffrey Beagle will be there to play that concerto as well. So it's really, really a fascinating program, and it'll be a lot of fun. So I just hope everyone can come out to that this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Century 2 Concert Hall.
We'll hear some music from the Rhapsody in just a couple of moments. I want to get back to the Caprice. Mm-hmm. As described as a jazz musician, how is this particular Caprice orchestrated for you to play?
Well, you're right. So Caprice is the piece that my grandfather wrote, and you know, first of all, we have to think about what the caprice means. And, you know, someone who's capricious might be a little bit unpredictable. And that's really what the piece is about. It has a very consonant kind of sound about it. It has kind of a march feel. There are rhythms in it that you could think are almost tribal or military. And then suddenly you're kind of caught off guard with kind of a jarring new harmony. And then it goes back to kind of normal. And then other times, very shocking again, and then back. So I think that's the capriciousness of it, therefore named Caprice. Yes, my grandfather was a jazz musician. He played clarinet, and he loved playing with colleagues, especially in his retirement years. But you can definitely hear aspects of the jazz harmonies in the piece.
Concert begins at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It's called Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue, and it features the Rhapsody in Blue, but also an actual Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue.
Yes. Yeah. So we have two rhapsodies. The one that's newly commissioned, Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue, and that's by Peter Boyer, who is a much sought after composer, and it's just very exciting. Has almost like John Williams kind of orchestration to it, and very tuneful. And Jeffrey Beagle does a great job. And then we close the concert with the George Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue, but the more lush version is arranged by Ferdy Groffé, who wrote the Grand Canyon Suite. So if people know him from that, he wrote for a very large orchestra, and that's what we're going to play.
You'll also be playing music by Bernstein, we'll hear in a couple of moments. And again, an original composition by your own grandfather. And
Yes.
that last piece there that kind of we played partially because of that jazz connection.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's just important that the native voices are heard when they can be, because they're very underrepresented in our culture in general. And so I think it's important that we hear this voice. It's a very short piece, about 4 minutes long. And my grandfather gave this score to me when I last saw him, when it was right after I graduated from college. And I kept it as just sort of a keepsake, not really thinking about programming it one day. But here we are. When I was asked if I knew of any native composers, I mentioned this, and boy, right away people jumped on it, said we need to do it and hear this voice. I mean, to hear this music live this weekend is something that's going to be very, very special. So I just urge everyone to come out for this concert, 3 o'clock on Sunday. And go to wichitasymphony.org. If you want to have more information, you can get tickets right there, and you can see the program, you can read program notes. You can do all of that. So we
And
just
that's
love to
got to
see you
be the
out there.
most affordable way to get tickets as well, I would
Yes.
think. You don't want
Yes,
to
or
get
call the box office.
don't want to put a third party in between you. You know, with the popularity of the Wichita Symphony these days, you've got to watch out for scalpers, right? Again, 316-267-7658 or wichitasymphony.org. You can click through. It is a way to click through and get tickets without talking to anybody. But, you know, if you want to chat about what parking is like or whatever it is, I'm sure the fine folks of the Wichita Symphony box office would love to speak with you. Again, 316-267-7658. Maestro Daniel Hagee, break a leg this weekend.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
the concert. Go
I
ahead.
just want to also mention that we're doing a pre-concert talk at 2:15 that day. So if you're interested in that, we'd love to see you there.
Fabulous. Okay, 215, or if you're laggard, if you've got something else going on, takes you a little while to get out of church, it's 3 o'clock for the concert itself. In Century Two, it's called Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue, featuring the Wichita Symphony Orchestra, along with a featured pianist and a couple of numbers, Jeffrey
Jeffrey
Beagle.
Beagle. Yep.
Thank you, sir, for dropping by. We appreciate it. We'll
Thank
see you on the
you.
next one. In the meantime, enjoy your concert.
Thank you very much.